Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 31, our air date, Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. I am your host, C. Willie, here again because she hasn't kicked me out yet. The beautiful and talented. All right, we're happy to have you here and really happy to have our special guest tonight. He is a major Detroit media personality. You know him if you're from the area. This is Mr. Rob Stone. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us. I appreciate it. I know we've been talking about it for a while, but I know everyone's schedule is so busy, but I'm glad we could finally connect.
It is really crazy, isn't it? And you've got one of the busier schedules, and we'll get to that here as we talk tonight, but my goodness, you're everywhere.
I'm trying to be, you know. It's when you're doing radio and TV and music, it's a lot to juggle, plus with the family as well. So, sometimes I don't know how I'm doing it, but we're doing it.
Well, and that's it. But that's the way it is. If you're going to make it, you got to hustle, and you're obviously hustling. And you know, we're finding the same with this. You got to be everywhere you can possibly be. We've seen you in a couple of different locations. Saw you at Faster Horses this past summer, down in St. Clair at the Country Hoedown that the Chamber put on there. And I know you've got a ton more going on that we'll be getting into, but. You mentioned you've got radio, you got TV, now the country gig as well, which is really taken off. How did all these transitions come about, Rob?
Well, I mean, I think it, you know, at its core, it just kind of, my whole world revolved around music for as long as I can remember. I mean, it all just started with a deep love for music since I was a little kid. And I think that came from just listening, you know, my parents cranking up the tunes at the house. And maybe staying up a little bit too late and cranking the tunes when they thought we were sleeping, but we weren't sleeping. But we were, you know, we were soaking all that in. And, you know, the reason that I ever even thought about a career in radio was just because I knew I wanted to be involved in music somehow. And so kind of that's how it all started with. Actually, at Michigan State was where I went for broadcasting.
Go green.
Yeah, go white. And you mentioned that you might have had a little connection with the first station that hired me.
I grew up just west of Lansing, and I know one of your first stops was at WITL in Lansing, the country station there, and that's where I learned country music.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where it all started for me. I mean, I had a few internships while I was in college at MSU. The Riff was one of them, actually.
Oh, that's great.
So, it's kind of funny because I feel like growing up, the music I listened to was more on the rock side. Mm-hmm. But I grew up in the country, you know, I grew up on a dirt road out on 10 acres. You know, we lived that country life, but we listened to more rock when I was younger. And then as I got a little bit older, and then especially when I got my first full-time job at the country station in Lansing, it really, really grew on me. So I say, you know, I say rock is in my soul, but country is my life.
You bet. Well, yeah. Now, understanding that and this transition from being behind the mic playing the tunes to now actually physically playing the tunes, where did this come from? How did this come about that you started the singer-songwriter career as well?
I think it just, you know, kind of came from interviewing so many different artists and just learning from them. And I always kind of felt like, in the back of my mind or somewhere deep down, it was like, I like what I'm doing. I like my job. I like being on the radio and doing all the things that we do with radio. But I kind of always felt like I just had this passion to be on the other side of it as well. But I was always terrified to play in front of people, even my own family, for whatever reason it was, I just was terrified to play in front of anyone. You know, I had a guitar that I got for Christmas, I think, when I was 14. So I've been playing guitar for a long time. I'm still not any good, but I've been playing since I was 14. I was just always nervous and scared to play in front of people. And I think it was probably David Shelby, which you may remember, a local guy who's played a ton of shows in the area and actually did a lot in Nashville for a while. He was the one who kind of pushed me to go, hey, like, I think you can do this. You should do it. And he invited me to open up for him at Coyote Joe's, I think probably I think it was 2019.
Before COVID and all that.
Yeah. And that was kind of the first step to where I said, you know what, let's do it. You know, I reluctantly was scared and nervous, but I said, okay, let's do it. I always wanted to do it. Let's do it. And that was kind of the beginning right there.
Now, how have you gotten over the nerves now? Because we've seen you and doesn't look like you're nervous. It's like you're just eating up the stage and enjoying it.
Well, I still have such anxiety. Like show days, I mean, I do freak out a little bit, but once we get up there and get rolling, I think all that kind of goes away. But I mean, I think it just shows that you care. I mean, we talked to some of the biggest artists, even, you know, say Thomas Rhett recently. I said, do you get nervous when you play? And you know, he's like, yeah, actually I do. And he said, the moment that I don't, it means that I don't care. And he goes, I'm going to not do this anymore. Yeah. So it's a good thing, but there also are some times where, you know, you let anxiety and things get the best of you. And sometimes I think, man, is this even worth it? You know, before it happens, I go, is this even worth doing? But then once you go do it, it's really incredible. There's really nothing like it. I mean, I can't explain what it feels like to, you know, once you're actually up there doing it. It's just, it's magical.
Yeah. I can imagine we're living vicariously through you. Because it's something wanted to do forever as well. I can completely relate to what it is you're saying, and man, it's got to be a blast. But I bet once you strum that guitar for the first time and the crowd starts to react, it's now you're the entertainer.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps when you have some people in the room and that energy, you know, really brings it to a whole nother level. But you know, the shows that we're doing now, no matter where it is, no matter if it's a tiny little bar or fair or festival, or, you know, we just got to play main stage at Arts Beats and Eats, which was epic. But we try to always put on the same exact show, no matter if we're playing for two people or, you know, however many.
Exactly. Now you hit it big, right out of the gate, with Firework Girl. Tell us a little bit about how that came about and what was the process?
So yeah, that was kind of going back to, when I was working with David Shelby a little bit. He invited me over to his home studio, and I had written that song. I wrote that song 100% on my own. I didn't co-write that with anyone, but I remember when I first tried to take a stab at writing my own music, and this was probably back in, I don't know, probably 2012 or something. A lot of those songs were all like kind of sad, like, you know, relationships. This was before I was married and all that stuff. So it was like, I was writing all these sad songs and I'm listening back and I'm like, I don't have any fun songs. I need to write a fun song. So I thought to myself, what do we like to do that's the most fun? And I said, well, we love going up north every single 4th of July, having a big party. So that's where that one started. It was just like, what do we like to do? So it was just, you know, all about going up northern Michigan, having a party on the 4th of July. And that's where that song was born. So unfortunately, though, for that song, the timing wasn't great, because the day that I released it, it was my first single I ever put out. It was March 11th, 2020.
No.
And, you know, we were all excited to get this out. I was doing interviews with some of the other artists or some of the other DJs on WYCD. And then I go home and I turn on the news that night and I see COVID has entered the United States. And I thought, oh, man, here we go. So
the attention is turned away from the song and what we're all dealing with.
Yeah. So unfortunately, that was... that was in 2020, and things kind of went downhill for everyone in the music industry. It was a very weird and tough time, as you both know. And I feel like finally, I mean, 4 years later, now it finally feels like things are starting to ramp back up again.
I feel like we've turned the corner and things are getting at least back to somewhat
normalcy. Yeah.
One thing about that song, now we were watching the video on this here just a couple of days ago, and Quarter Peep said, where was that filmed? Yeah. I recognized
the beach.
Did you know where it's at?
Maybe.
Where'd you think it was?
Is it on the west side of the state?
No.
No? Oh, I was wrong.
Nope. So the majority of it was filmed on I know there's a ton of sand lakes in Michigan, but this sand lake is kind of near Tawas area.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Okay.
So yeah, we filmed the majority of it there, and then we came back. I live on the east side. I'm in St. Clair Shores. Mm-hmm. And we came back and we were going through the footage and we realized that we didn't have enough. And so And we were trying really, we were trying hard to get this out quickly. It was kind of a last minute, like, we got to get this done, get it out. And so we ended up going to the beach part. Are you talking about the part where you saw, that's my wife in the video walking on the beach?
Yep.
So yeah, that's my wife, Katie. She's the firework girl in the video. And that actually was on Voorhees Lake in Lake Orion.
Oh, okay.
So that was the spot that we found that looked like it was up north, but it wasn't. So because we needed a little bit more footage to fill the time.
Well, when you're riding the bikes and going through the little dirt roads, it's there, so I looked at her. I said, "That's over by your mom's place. I know that."
You had us both confused.
That's funny. Yeah, I think when we put it out, I think we kind of, you know, I had a few pictures and a little clips, and I was like, anyone can guess where this is, but I almost don't even want to say where that big sand dune is, because it used to be like a hidden gem, and now the last time we went there, there's more and more people, and I'm like, maybe I shouldn't tell people where this is, because now they know about our secret spot.
Yeah, you don't want to draw too much attention.
Gotta keep some things a secret.
Yes, you do. Well, this song is one that we don't want to keep a secret. This is a fantastic tune, one of the first releases from Rob Stone. This is Firework Girl. Let's give it a listen.
Party's popping, and she's rocking that red, white, and blue. Had to turn back, booty short, so you can almost see right through. Just cracked my first beer, dirty 30 of Busch Light. If you want a fancy girl, better open up a Boone's Wine. It ain't no high dollar, black tie, white collar party, it's a hillbilly kind of night. We just up north, down south, lake chilling, burger grilling, tearing up the 4th of July. Rocking that red. Girl, a firework girl, yeah, you're working that body too. You're rocking that red, white, and blue. Yeah, rocking that red, yeah, white and blue. Everywhere I look, girl, a firework girl. So crank up Born Free, American girl, born in the USA. Windows down, radio up, dancing on the bed of my Chevrolet. Won't you be my partner, baby? We'll slip and slide, flip and cup. No one can slide like me, so grab them solo cups. So I'm set up. But you can leave your hat on. Rocking that red, white, and blue. Everywhere I look, girl, a flower girl. Yeah, you're working that body too. Rocking that red, white, and blue. Yeah, rocking that red. Yeah, white and blue. Everywhere I look.
Right. Firework Girl, Rob Stone. Rob, that is the perfect 4th of July song.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thanks for jamming, Crystal.
That was awesome. I'm like repicturing the video all over again. I'm like, I know that's where I think it is, but it's not.
Well, now you kind of know the area a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're going to find that sand hill there, and we're gonna come invade it.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit, Rob. We're with Rob Stone here this evening. Tell me, Rob, a little bit about your creation process. So what is it that you put into a song? Is there something that happens every time you write, or is it different every time? How does that come about for you?
I feel like it's a little bit different every time. You know, with that song, like I said, it was just kind of, it was a thought of mine that I said, I don't have a fun song. I don't have a party song. I got to figure out how to write one. And then there's other times for the majority of the time, it normally always starts with the guitar riff or something with me. So I'll grab my guitar, I'll start playing, you know, and I'll just kind of, you know, I'll have a certain chord progression or something that I'm playing, and then I'll kind of just blurt out whatever words come to my mind or even a melody or something like that. And lately with a lot of these newer songs that we've been playing that there's a handful that we've been playing a lot at these live shows that I don't have released yet. But a lot of them kind of just came from that moment of blurting out whatever comes to my mind. And then there's the idea. Mm-hmm. And then you just kind of work on it from there. And there's a handful that may start with just a, you know, I think every artist you talk to will have a, you know, a list in their phone of song titles that they think are cool. Yes. Or things like that. But for me, it's normally, I just like to start with the music first. So it starts with the instrument and then the lyrics for me.
Have you gone back to any of those originals that you wrote back in 2012 and said, hey, maybe I can refine this a little bit and bring it back? Or are they in the past? Or are they in the file cabinet?
Well, actually, I think so with one of the songs, well, actually, both Go to Hell and What I Got were songs that were written originally probably years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I recently, you know, in the last few years, kind of dug them up and revamped them a little bit. I worked on What I Got with another songwriter in town, Greg Stryker, who you might have.
We know Greg well.
Yeah. So Greg helped me kind of take those couple songs that I wrote really early, What I Got in particular. I think Go to Hell I did it completely on my own. But yeah, that one, he kind of helped me give it a new life, if you will, because yeah, there's definitely a handful that I wrote years ago that I don't think will see the light of day. It's just so early on that I feel like I listen to it and I go, that's not it. So
it's not what I want, at least not now.
Yeah.
What is it like to have someone like a Greg Stryker? What does he do for your process when you're putting something together?
I think we've just been a good combo together. We kind of just bounce ideas off each other. I think I'm pretty good at coming up with the idea and some of the verses for the song, and he is just a monster when it comes to the hook, to the chorus. I mean, he's so good at it. And so and I feel like that's kind of my weakness. I'll have something and he'll go, I like it, but I think the hook needs to be a little bit more like this.
Yeah.
So I think we just kind of make a good team when it comes to that, because I'm, you know, it's really like a 50-50 partnership when it comes to the few songs that we've worked on together. And, there's some that are coming that we've worked on recently that I'm really excited about as well.
We're looking forward to hearing those also. The one that we've got queued up now is Go to Hell. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus on this one, but I think everyone has that, you know, that past relationship that was rough. And you get very angry in those moments. And this is just a kind of an angry rock song. This is not a country song. I'll just let everyone know this is a rock song. It's an angry rock song. And it was just about those feelings that you have in that moment. Now, obviously, you know, I'm big on forgive and forget and move on type of person, but I do still think that everyone kind of can relate to that. Everyone can relate to that in a relationship of saying,
we were just talking about one tonight.
Yeah.
this kind of works out really well.
Yeah, so I know it's not, you know, it's funny because it's, we in country music and you know, being a Christian as well, it's sometimes it's hard being going, hey, I got a song called Go to Hell. But yeah, we've all been there in that moment where we want to tell someone, you know, just take a hike. So that's, you know, that's pretty much what that is about.
Well, we'll all, as we're listening to this song, figure out who that might be, give them a thought, and then we'll be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Rob Stone's Go to Hell.
Friends tell me I should get out. They don't know her like I do now. I should've listened way back then. Well, she turned out to be the devil they said. Years wasted all on you. Give me back my time for something you can't do. Now I'm bitter, it's all hell. I wish you'd go there. You thought you had me, but I'm
rocking out with me.
I got this.
You know, there was about 5 years ago, I wish I had that song.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe it'll, you know, help some people that are angry at somebody and get a little rage out. You know, crank it up and cruise down the road.
Go to Hell, that one, that rocks. And I love the versatility, Rob. You know, you compare that to that. That really is a rock song. And,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Firework Girl, certainly the country anthem for the summertime, what we want to be doing. And then you just hit it hard with that one. We really, really appreciate that. Really like it.
Thanks. I appreciate you.
Hey, listen, you are all over the place, man. You are one of the busiest guys. Your schedule is just crammed. Tell us a little bit about what's on the horizon, where you're going, what you're going to be doing here. Knowing this show is actually airing right at the beginning of October, but, man, your end of September is crazy.
Yeah, we just got done playing Anchor Bay Country Fest in New Baltimore, which is always a great time. It was the fourth annual. Tyler Booth, who's a big up and coming act that's been touring nationally. He was just at Coyote Joe's. We opened up for him. Both of those shows we played with Family Tradition Band, who you guys know well.
Big fun.
They're out there crushed. Talk about being everywhere. Those guys are doing it as well. And then as we look forward to the next few weeks, we're excited because we're going to be playing Harvest Fest in downtown Detroit in the DeQuinder Cut. So that's right. That's on the 5th, and there's three stages. And the really cool thing about this, and you might not know, so my drummer and guitar player, Jed Tebow and Chris Kress, they also play in a rock band called Riding with Killers.
All right.
And the lead singer and the guitar player, Taylor Roberts, in that band, he also plays guitar for Taproot, which is another big Michigan rock band.
Yep.
They're on that bill as well. And so they're actually playing first, and then we're up after them. So I'm like, my guys got to pull double duty that day. Yeah, I might as well just stay on stage. But really excited, and you know, we've been talking to Taylor about possibly doing some sort of collab as well, because, you know, like you said, we do the country thing, we do the rock thing. They really do, like, you know, heavy hard rock.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But I think if you start to listen to what's going on right now in country, and it's finally like everything is accepted, no matter, you know, there's pop country, rock country, you know, traditional. So it's kind of like anything goes right now, which I feel is great for us because, you know, we, like a lot of people, we just grow up and we listen to so many different kinds of music, you know, it's rock, hip hop, country, you know. Heck, I even listened to classical music when I was younger. So
I don't think what the genre, I don't think really matters as much as how much we enjoy what it is that we're hearing and what that can do to lift us up. And I know listening to your music, listening to several of the folks we've had on the show, it does that. I keep saying I've got the best seat in the house right here because we get to talk to the folks that are doing it. We get to talk to the Rob Stones and we get to hear the stories behind the music. And you're right, the genre's expanding. There's so much more that's a part of it now. You know, you got Waylon Hanel doing the old classic sound. You've got Louis Lee with the country hop and roll. I mean, it's a wide variety.
I really do think right now is a good time for music in Michigan specifically.
Yeah.
And we have such a rich history, right? You know, from Motown to Bob Seger and Kid Rock and Eminem.
Yeah.
And I really feel like there's some great talent, like those that you mentioned that are really on the rise right now, especially Waylon. I've been seeing him everywhere as well. And Louis, I mean, they are, they're all, like you said, everyone's just busting their butt out there, but we do it because we love it. So it doesn't feel like, you know, it's not like we're out here digging ditches. Thankfully we're doing things that we love to do. But it is hard work.
It's hard work if you want to succeed in anything, and you know that. Look at all the things that you've been involved with, and you're going 24/7.
Yeah.
But it's worth it in the end when you've got those folks in the crowd that are singing your song and going right along with you.
Absolutely. Heck yeah.
Hey, this last one we've got queued up is What I Got. Tell us a little bit about this.
So this was the one that we touched on a little bit earlier that I had written a very long time ago. I don't know exactly what year it was, but the original idea kind of just came from, we're all on our phones a lot and social media is, I don't think the best for us, for our mental health, although it's essential for our, for if you're in entertainment industry or an artist or musician, whatever it is, it's like you have to be doing this 24/7. But the problem is that we scroll and we see other people and we see, oh, this person played that show, or this person had that many followers or this many streams. And we're always just comparing ourselves to what other people have. Mm-hmm. So the kind of idea was that was like, you know, I'm over here going, man, I feel like I'm very blessed. You know, I have this house that I live in. I have this boat, you know, I have this truck. But scrolling through social media, I go, well, I want that house and I want that boat and I want that truck. Yeah. And so that's kind of how the song started, of like, we all kind of want what we don't have. But then the end of the song, you kind of got to stick around for the end, because it's about wanting what you can't have. But at the end, it kind of turns around to a moment of gratitude to say, you know what? I don't actually need any of this stuff. All I need is basically love, you know? And yeah. So at the end of the song, there's kind of a little ode to Sublime at the end. You know, they have their famous song, What I Got. So if you listen to till the end, there's kind of a little ode to Sublime there at the end of this one too.
All right, folks, you all call yourselves music fans. Let's see if you can pick this out as well. This is Rob Stone's What I Got.
Seems I want what I can't have. I want my cake and I want to eat it too. Just don't work, it ain't nothing new. Well, it might be right in front of me, and it might just be some jealousy. Everyone seems to have a little more than me. And I got the house, the boat, the truck.
What I Got, Rob. Love that one. Just love
Thank
it.
You.
And again, the versatility. Awesome. Dude, there's three songs we played tonight. It's three different sounds, and it's all fantastic. Absolutely love it.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's a fun one. That's definitely, I think they like to call it a barn burner in Nashville.
It's on fire.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like there should be a line dance to this, and I'm picturing a grapevine and two steps.
You know,
so if anybody's watching, you probably.
I think there might actually be one out there because, do you know Jenna Jennergy? She teaches line dancing.
Yep.
I believe there's probably a YouTube video of her teaching that song at some point, because I know she did it a few times at Coyote Joe's and at Faster Horses, I believe. So, it's probably out there somewhere on YouTube, I think.
Well, I know the YouTube is going to be burning here as soon as we're done with this interview tonight. We'll be all over that.
Come on,
hey, Rob, where can our fans find you if they want to know where you're going to be, how to get in touch with you, what to know is coming up here in the future for you?
I would say the best and easiest way is to give me a follow on all socials, and it's the same handle across everything, Facebook, Twitter, Twitter, X. I don't use that one a ton, but I would say Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. It's all at Rob Stone Radio. So that's the social media. And then also, if you want to check out the website, it's iamrobstone.com.
Fantastic. We appreciate so much having you on here tonight. Thanks a lot for the stories. Thanks for the music.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me.
You bet. Quarter Peep, who's coming up next?
We have Joe James. I'm really excited about that.
Very different sound. We're going to get into the blues with Joe James. Looking forward to that. Thinking that's a wrap on tonight's show. I want to say one more time, Rob Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, guys.
For all of you out there listening to us every week, please give us a like and follow. Do that on Facebook. You can find us on Spotify or whichever platform you find your podcast. Take a look at what we're doing, where we're going to be. VehicleCitySound.com is the website. And, of course, if you can turn us on to more folks like Rob, we want to hear from you. Give us an email. Let us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. Appreciate everybody being here tonight. Be good.
Thanks, guys.